In Pakistan, the honeymoon is over. It's been 4 months to the day since elections were held there. A new coalition government took office, led by the Pakistan People's Party of the late Benazir Bhutto. Many Pakistanis saw the new government's arrival as a major step toward restoring democracy and ending military rule, but much of that optimism is gone, due in large part to Pakistan's growing economic problems. NPR's Philip Reeves reports.
This is where Mohammed Awaz shops for his family. That's a generator you can hear in the background. There's yet another power outage. These happen here frequently, during every day. Looking disheveled and generally down at heel, Awaz is clutching a small bag of cooking oil.
So how much did this bag of cooking oil cost you, say, 6 months ago?
67 rupees.
And how much does it cost now?
Or up, kidney?
Up, 100
rupees. So it's gone up by 30%.
As a low-level government worker, Awaz earns the equivalent of $95 a month. That feeds his mother, wife, and three children. The government raised salaries recently, but not enough to cover soaring food prices. Awaz says he's disappointed. He hoped the new government would do something to address Pakistan's economic problems. Naseem Assam and her two small children are at the checkout nearby.
They've done nothing. Inflation has gone up. They've done nothing.
They are not showing any effective governance.
Political analyst Talat Masood says Pakistan's new government has yet to find its feet.
In fact, there are only five ministers, and that too with a large number of portfolios, and they haven't really got the grip, both as far as the domestic as well as the external situation.
Shireen Mazari, a commentator on political affairs, says people are becoming angry.
That was all reflected in the numbers that you saw coming out for this long march that was held recently.
The long march wasn't a march at all. It was a rally by lawyers, civil society activists, and political party cadres who drove to the capital in a giant motorcade. They demanded the immediate restoration of judges sacked last year by Musharraf. They want a genuinely independent judiciary. Their wrath was mainly directed at Musharraf. Some called for him to be hanged. But the protest was really about Asif Zardari, Benazir Bhutto's widower and leader of the new coalition government's largest party. Zardari's so far failed to keep a promise to get the judges their jobs back. The rally drew a big crowd, comfortably into five figures. Talat Masood says it was very significant.
I think there is an extraordinary change taking place in Pakistan's civil society, and that is reflective in that demonstration. And this is an extremely positive change, and regrettably, the international community failed to embrace that.
But was it such a big deal? The lawyers have begun arguing amongst themselves. Some of them feel their protest didn't make as much impact as it might have. The rally didn't roll into Islamabad until the small hours, long after many Pakistanis had gone to bed. By the next morning, the protest had fizzled out. A debate's begun over whether restoring the judiciary really matters to the multitude of Pakistanis who are grappling with rising fuel and food prices. Shireen Mazari says it does.
If you talk to the man in the street, he will still tell you that restoration of the judiciary is a big issue for them.
That's not the view of this man, who gives his name only as Zimri. He knows the man on the street pretty well. For years, he's been selling that man bread from his street stall. Politicians care about the judiciary, he says. The poor are more concerned about where they'll find their next meal. Philip Reeves, NPR News, New Delhi.